Are you happy today?
今日大家开唔开心啊？
Today is a special day.
但系今日系一个特别嘅日子。
And I'm very happy.
我系好开心。
Today Cheryl will receive baptism.
今日咧 Cheryl 就会接受洗礼。
Today's Bible lesson is for all of you, but it's specially for Cheryl.
今日嘅圣经学习咧系为大家嘅，但系特别为俾 Cheryl 嘅。
Baptism is when God and man enter into a covenant relationship with one another.
洗礼咧就系一个人同神进入一个盟约嘅关系。
God and human make a pledge to each other.
神同埋人咧彼此去承诺。
Now later on, Cheryl will read out a pledge to God, Yahweh.
等一阵间 ，Cheryl 咧就会向神读出佢嘅誓词。
But you should know that God will make a pledge to Cheryl also.
但你应该知道，神咧都会向 Cheryl 许下承诺嘅。
And we will be witnesses.
而我哋咧就系见证人。
As our Father in heaven and Cheryl pledge themselves to each other, they enter into an everlasting covenant of love.
我哋天上嘅父同埋 Cheryl 之间彼此嘅许下诺言。他们两个进入一个永恒的爱的关系里面。
Cheryl, you are ready today, right? You've prepared what to say to your Heavenly Father, right?
Cheryl, 你今天准备好了。你已经准备好向你的天父说什么话。
You know what you're going to promise him, right?
而你知道你要向神许下什么诺言呢？
Cheryl has been waiting and dreaming for this day for years.
Cheryl, 呢她等候了今天。发梦等今日咧，就等咗几年啦。
The day has arrived, and Cheryl is ready to read her pledge to God in an hour time.
我今日终于临到，喺一个小时之后咧 ，Cheryl 就准备好向神许下佢嘅诺言。
But Cheryl, do you know what God, your Father, will pledge to you?
但 Cheryl， 你知唔知道你嘅父、你嘅神会向你许下咩诺言呢
？Because after all, today is a day between God and you.
说到底咧，今日就系神同你之间嗰个日子。
Do you know what he will pledge to you?
你就知唔知道神会向你承诺啲乜嘢呢
？We have a baptism class which lasted for months before today.
喺今日之前嘅早几个月咧，我哋有一个洗礼嘅班。
But on this day, you've got to know what your Father in heaven has in his mind.
但系今日，你必须要明白。你个天父去谂紧乜嘢
？So I ask again, do you know what Yahweh wants with you? What does He want to do for you?
所以我再重复问一次，你知唔知道 Yahweh 神想要啲乜嘢呢？向你要啲乜？同埋佢会为你做啲乜嘢
？Well, Yahweh's pledge has two parts.
Yahweh 嘅承诺咧有两部分
：the start of His pledge and the finish。
承诺嘅开始嗰一部分同埋最后嗰一部分。
Let's begin with the start。
让我哋从开始嗰部分讲起。
God will pledge to her that today at baptism, He and the Lord Jesus will come and live in her。
今日神就会向佢承诺，喺佢受洗嘅时候，神同埋主耶稣就会嚟到佢嘅心中，住喺佢嘅里面。
She knows that。
佢已经知道噶啦。
She's prepared for that。
佢已经准备好。
Actually, she's waiting for that。
其实咧，佢系等待紧。
Let's hear the finish of God's pledge。
承诺嘅最后一部分又系乜嘢呢
？In the last day, God will raise Cheryl up from death。
就系喺末日，神会叫到 Cheryl 从死里复活。
Did you hear me？
你听清楚吗？
The start of God's pledge will become reality at baptism. The finish will become reality only in the last day.
神嘅承诺嘅开始嗰一部分咧 ，Cheryl 受洗嘅时候就会兑现嘅啦。但系承诺嘅最后嗰部分咧，系去等到末日先至会兑现嘅。
The finish of God's pledge is so important that the Bible calls this one hope.
神嘅承诺嘅最后嗰一部分咧，系好重要。圣经称佢为一个指望。
The Apostle Paul makes sure he tells the people who are receiving baptism the finish of God's pledge, so the people will know what God wants to do with them from the very point of baptism.
使徒保罗咧， 他要教导的人呢必须要清楚知道承诺的最后一部分，好让每一个人呢在他受洗的时候都已经清楚地知道神以后希望在他身上做些什么。
In the last 2 months, we've been studying an important passage in the New Testament.
在过去两个月呢，我们已经重复地看着圣经一段很重要的话语。
Today, we come to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Let's turn again to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll read from verse 4 to 6.
今天我们回去以弗所书的第四章四至六节。
There is one body, one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一浸一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
For those of us who have been following this study, one body and one spirit refer to the new Adam.
嗰啲已经听咗我讲嗰几次以弗所书嘅呢，你就知道啦。一个身体，一个灵呢，其实系讲紧新嘅亚当。
But then the new Adam actually means a new mankind.
新的亚当呢，其实意思就是一个新人类咁解。
The new mankind is new because the Spirit of God dwells in them.
新人类是之所以是新呢，是因为有神的灵住在他们中间。
In verse 5, we also know the one Lord refers to our Lord Jesus.
第五节讲的一主呢，这个主就是主耶稣了。
One faith refers to a commitment to follow Jesus as the Son of God.
一信呢，就是说我们要决心跟随耶稣，神的儿子。
One baptism means following Jesus' footsteps to receive baptism.
一浸的意思呢，就是跟随着耶稣的脚踪呢，脚步呢，就是接受水礼。
Finally, one God who is Father of all.
而最后，一神，他是众人的父。
In these 7 ones, we have missed out the third item.
在这七个一里面呢，我们还没讲第三个一。
First 4, second part.
就是第四节下一句。
You were called to the one hope of your calling.
正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
Notice carefully how this sentence reads. You were called in the one hope.Of your calling.
请大家留心小心地看，你们蒙召同有一个指望。
2 weeks ago, I asked you whether you know what it means by the one hope.
两个礼拜前，我曾经问过大家，明唔明白咩叫做一个指望啊？
Someone answered me, well, the one hope refers to the future day when we will see God face to face.
有人就答咧，就话，哦，这个同一个指望咧，就是话到将来嗰日，我能够面对面见到神。
Well, today we'll find out whether that's correct.
今天我们要查探一下呢，是不是对了。
The writer is not speaking about any hope that you have in mind. It is the one hope of your calling.
作者呢，不是讲紧任何一种的梦想，而是呢，是神呼召你有同一个指望。
What is that one hope of your calling?
那这个同一个指望是什么呢？
The writer said,When you were called, when you received baptism, I already told you. It is the hope that you were taught when you were called.
这个指望呢，就是当你被神召唤的时候，那一个指望。当你接受洗礼的时候呢，我已经讲了给你听了。
Calling is so important that the word appears 2 more times in verse 1.
呼召这个字呢，是这么重要，就在第一节呢，再出现多了两次。
Verse 1 reads,I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. It's all about calling.
第一节说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称，都是关于呼召。
You know, Christianity is about calling. It's about God Yahweh,calling mankind with a message about himself, about his great plans for mankind.
你知嘛？基督教咧系关于呼召，系关于神向人发出紧信息，系关于佢自己嘅，亦都系关于神对人一个大计划。
Now sometimes Yahweh calls a human with a voice audible to the person。
有时Yahweh神系会用一个人听得到嘅声音嚟到呼唤人。
There are some of us in this room who have had that experience.
我哋当中有一啲人咧，曾经听过神嘅声音。
You may not have heard that, but the Bible is full of records of that special experience.
或者你冇听过，但系圣经咧系记载有一啲人咧曾经听过神嘅声音。
But more often, God calls us through the teaching of the Bible.
但系好多时候咧，神向人要发嘅信息咧，系通过圣经嘅教导。
The life examples of Jesus,
同埋耶稣嘅生命嘅榜样
，and the life example of those who follow hard after Jesus,
还有嗰啲跟随耶稣嘅嗰啲人嘅生命嘅榜样。
When man hears, is being challenged by what she understands.
当人听到嘅时候，个人听到之后咧，佢就被挑战。
Yahweh, our God, has been calling Cheryl for many years.
过去好多年嚟，耶和华神系不断嘅向 Cheryl 发出呢个信息。
The fact that we are gathered here today means that you too are being called by God。
你今日坐喺呢一度啊，亦都意味住神亦都向紧你发出信息。
Yahweh has been calling Cheryl through the church。
耶和华神咧系向 Cheryl 发出信息咧，系藉住教会。
Through Bible teaching。
亦都藉住圣经嘅教导。
Through the perfect example of our Lord Jesus.
亦都藉住耶稣嘅完美嘅榜样。
As she hears, she understands.
佢一路听嘅时候，佢明白。
As she sees, she's being challenged.
佢睇到呢个情况嘅时候，佢被挑战。
Her response to God's call takes the form of baptism.
佢向神嘅回应咧，系用洗礼嘅方式。
Baptism is a man's response to God.
洗礼就系一个人向神嘅回应。
Yes, Father, I will follow Jesus' footsteps.
佢向神讲：我决意跟随耶稣。
But I said to you that the one hope is already explained from the time of baptism.
呢一个指望咧，已经喺洗礼嘅时候解释咗啦。
So today, I would like to tell Cheryl and all of you what that one hope is.
今日我想话俾大家听，同埋 Cheryl 听。一个指望系咩意思
？Let us turn to chapter 1 and verse 18.
我哋翻去第一章嘅第十八节。
Actually, starting from verse 17, the writer is praying to God our Father.
我哋应该从十七节开始睇起，作者系向神发出一个祷告
，asking God to give the people wisdom and perception into heavenly things.
咁作者系求神咧赐俾人有智慧、有悟性，去明白属灵嘅事。
Especially to come to know God, to know what God has in mind。
尤其是嚟到认识神，去知道、去明白神谂紧乜嘢。
And in verse 18, we read in the middle that you may know what is the hope to which God has called you。
喺第十八节呢度讲。使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
You should know what is the one hope to which God has called you.
你应该要知道佢呼召你嘅指望系乜嘢。
You should all know, but today, especially Cheryl should know.
今日咧，你应该要知道，特别 Cheryl 系应该要知道。
In the next line, it tells us what that one hope is about.
在下一句就告诉我们指望是什么意思。
What are the riches of God's glorious inheritance among the saints?
那些圣徒中得的很丰富的荣耀基业。
See the word inheritance.
大家看到这个字基业吗?
God wants her children to receive glorious inheritance from him.
神想他的儿女从他那里承受到光明的产业。
Verse 19,
第十九节。
That you may know what is the immeasurable greatness of God's power.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
This power is available for all those who believe in God's pledge.
这个能力是对于所有相信神的承诺的人会显出来。
Well, what is the inheritance God has prepared for Cheryl?
咁神究竟为 Cheryl 预备咗啲乜嘢产业呢
？We find an important clue in verse 20。
喺二十节，我哋揾到一个线索。
I ask Olive to read in Chinese。
第二十节就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Notice two things in this important sentence.
请留意两点。
This immeasurable power God had used when he raised Jesus from the tomb after he died.
就是神叫耶稣从死里复活这个大能力。
The inheritance that God has prepared for his children has to do with resurrection from the dead.
神为他儿女所预备的产业呢，是跟复活有关。
God Yahweh has done it in Jesus.
神在耶稣里面就成就了。
He will do it for all those who follow Jesus.
他也会为了所有跟随耶稣的人都会同样这样做。
The second thing.
第二点。
Having raised Jesus from death, God seated Jesus at his right hand side in the heavenlies.
叫耶稣从死里复活之后，神呢，叫耶稣在天上坐在自己的右边。
This is a way of telling us that having raised Jesus, God has transformed Jesus' earthly body to a new body, fit for heaven.
这个就是一种讲法，就是说神叫耶稣从死里复活之后，赐给他一个新的身体，才适合在天国。
His earthly body was transformed and become a new body, fit for heaven.
神将他的身体改变了，从一个属地的一个身体变成一个属天的身体。
An immortal body.
这个是一个不死的身体。
Cheryl happened to major in forensic science. Part of her academic training is to see corpses.
咁啱咧 ，Cheryl 所读嘅咧就系科学鉴证。佢所学嘅科目咧系要去见到死尸嘅。
Touch corpses.
去碰死尸嘅。
Close-up photographs of corpses.
替死尸影相嘅。
Even perhaps sometimes dissect them.
甚至都要解剖嘅。
Forensic science.
这个就是科学鉴证啦。
And you might be afraid to even see a dead person.
或者咧，你见到死人咧都惊。
But Cheryl has seen it all.
但系 Cheryl 咧就睇惯。
If you haven't seen a dead body in front of you, she has.
如果你从未见过一个死尸咧，佢见过啦。
I have.
我都见过。
How soon a human body will begin to decay after death?
一个人死了之后，几小时之内咧，个身体就开始腐烂了。
If we left a dead body long enough, it will really decay.
假如咧仲要等耐啲嘅话咧，佢真系会烂嘅。
Resurrection means transformation into a new kind of body, free from decay. Only such an immortal body is fit for heaven.
復活的意思呢，就是就将这个身体改变，令到这个身体是不腐烂。只有这一种不死的身体呢，才适合在天国。
And this is precisely what God will pledge to do for Cheryl.
神为 Cheryl 所许下的承诺呢，正正就是这个復活。
Being the finish of his plan.
这个就是他的承诺最后的一部分。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 13.
请我们看第一章的十三节。
Again, I ask Olive to read in Chinese.
第十三节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And also verse 14, please.
第十四节，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，直等到神之民被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Please notice in verse 14 the word inheritance.
请留意第十四节嘅所讲嘅基业，即系产业。
But please notice the word gospel, the message of salvation in verse 13.
亦都留意第十三节咧所讲到嘅得救嘅福音。
And now notice the word, you were marked.With the seal of the promised Holy Spirit.
第十三节嘅最尾嗰句咧，就讲到受了所应许嘅圣灵为印记。
See then the next word. This is the pledge of our inheritance.
啊，这个咧就系神向人保证，我哋会得到产业。
At baptism, God's Spirit is given to the person receiving baptism as promised.
在洗礼的时候，神应承了他将他自己的灵，即是他自己赐过给这个人。
We know the God's Spirit means simply God Himself.
我们知道神的灵的意思就是神自己。
The giving of God Himself to the person is a seal of ownership.
神将自己赐过给这个人，就是表示到对这个人有拥有权。
Later on, when Cheryl received the Spirit of God at baptism, that is a pledge from God to her that she, from that point on, belongs to Him.
一阵间 ，Cheryl 咧就会接受神嘅灵作为佢嘅一个印记。呢、这个就系神对 Cheryl 嘅承诺，就话喺嗰一刻开始 ，Cheryl 系属于神嘅。
She will have become God's servant and God's daughter.
佢就会成为神嘅奴仆，神嘅儿女。
Then the Bible says this is God's pledge to her for her inheritance。
圣经咧就讲呢一咁样咧就系神向佢保证佢会得到产业。
So the giving of God Himself to her is the start of God's pledge。
所以神将自己赐过俾 Cheryl 咧，呢个就系佢嘅承诺嘅开始嗰一部分啦。
But the finish is inheritance。
但是最后那一部分呢是关于继承产业的。
But the start is the pledge.
个开始呢是一个承诺。
In the original Greek, the word pledge is arabon. It means first installment. It is a down payment.
在希腊文的原文呢，承诺这个字呢是 arabon。分期付款的首次付款。即是一个落订的意思。
It is a guarantee.That God will finish the work for her.
是一个保证，就是神会完成他要做的工作。
So the Holy Spirit is given as a pledge then until redemption of possession, it says.
所以神的灵是赐过给他作为一个印记，直至到这个产业得赎。
It is a very strange way of saying things. The redemption of possession.
这样说话好像很有趣。就是基业产业被赎。
Surely the writer is packing much meaning into these three words.
作者咧将好丰富嘅意思咧摆咗落呢四个字里面。
What does it mean, redemption?
被赎系咩意思呢
？Well, I know what it means by possession.
我知道咩叫做产业。
The Greek word for possession means full acquisition of inheritance.
希利文的原文意思即是获得全部的产业。
To know what redemption means, let's turn back to the book of Romans, chapter 8.
但我们要想知道被赎的日子是什么意思呢？我们要回到去罗马书第八章看。罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8, let's start from verse 16 and 17.
罗马书第八章。我们从第十六节开始看，十六、十七节。
At baptism, a person receives the Spirit of God and so becomes God's son or God's daughter.
在洗礼的时候，一个人就会承受神的灵，从此以后就成为了神的儿女。
And also an heir of God with Jesus.
也都同耶稣一起成为了神的后嗣。
The word heir means a person is entitled to receive God's inheritance.
后嗣的意思就是说这个人呢他是有资格去向神承继产业的。
And then in verse 18 and 19,
第十八、第十九节呢
we see that in the last day, God will present his sons and daughters to the whole universe in glory.
在末日呢神会向他的全宇宙的被造物呢展示他的儿女满有荣耀的。
Notice the word glory.Glorious inheritance.
请留意荣耀这个字，就是光荣的产业。
Verse 18 and 19 is almost like a performance on stage.
第十八、第十九节描写紧，差不多是在台上的一个表演。
On that day, God will present his sons and daughters to the rest of creation.
在当日，神就会向全宇宙的被造物展示、介绍他的儿女。
Why does he want to do that?
为什么要这样做呢
Because his sons and daughters will be special and will be in glory.
因为到当日他的儿女会变得很特别，会充满了荣耀。
Verses 20 and 21 tells us how glorious it is.
20-21 节就告诉我们听有多荣耀了。
He says, God's children will have bodies which are free from decay.
呢度咧就讲到佢嘅儿女嘅身体咧不再苦难。
In verse 21, set free from his bondage to decay，
系脱离败坏嘅辖制。
And this is the one hope that the rest of creation long for。
呢个就系其他嘅被造物等住嚟睇得到嘅一个荣耀啦。
And then in verses 22 and 23，
跟住咧喺22、23节咧。
In this present world, God's children will have pains and sufferings.
呢度讲到喺今生啊，神嘅儿女咧系会有痛苦。
There will be difficulties.
系会有困难。
But in verse 17, we are told, if we suffer with Jesus, we will be glorified with him also.
但系喺呢度咧就讲到，假如我哋同耶稣一齐受苦嘅话咧，我哋都会同耶稣一齐得荣耀。
That is in verse 17.
咁就喺17节嗰度讲。
And finally, in verse 23.
最后喺23节。
Not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies.
唔单止系全宇宙嘅被造物，就系我哋这些有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息。等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
Children of God are waiting to be adopted.
神的儿女是等待着被收纳。
Waiting to obtain full acquisition of that rich inheritance.
是等候紧要继承全部的产业。
A new immortal body.
就是一个新的不死的身体。
A body fit for heaven.
这个身体是合适在天国里面生活。
Without that body, no one can go there.
没有这种身体的话，没有人能够配得入天国。
And this is the one hope.
这个就是那一个指望。
So that in verse 24 and 25, we see the word hope again and again.
所以在24、25节呢，我们重复的见到盼望，一个盼望。
I'll ask Olive to read.
24、25节这样读。我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望。谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
Cheryl, today, our Father in heaven will make a pledge to you.
Cheryl, 今日你的天父会向你承诺。
Now you know what he wants.
现在你知道他想向你要什么。
I guess he has gone way beyond your imagination.
我相信远远超过你所想象的。
Not only he pledges to receive you as his daughter.
不单止他向你保证他会接受你成为他的儿女。
Not only he will pledge to you that he and the Lord Jesus will come and live in you.
不单止他向你保证他同埋主耶稣会来到你内心同你居住。
But Cheryl, that's only the start.
但是这个只不过是一个开始。
Do you know what he really wants?
你知不知道他真正想要的是什么？
Do you know the finish?Of his pledge.
你知唔知道佢嘅诺言嘅最后嗰部分咧
？In the last day, he wants to make you fit for heaven.
就喺末日嘅时候，佢想将你改变成为合适喺天国生活。
He wants to raise you up from death with a body that is free from decay.
佢要将你从死里复活，赐俾你一个不腐烂嘅身体。
Your father wants to make you like himself, immortal.
你嘅父想将你变成。好似佢自己一樣不死。
But between the start and the finish，
但係喺個開始同呢個最後嗰部分嘅中間呢個過程。
That is your life on earth after baptism。
就係你受洗之後，你仍然活喺呢個世上呢一段日子。
It's time for preparation。
就係一段準備嘅時間。
Time for training, you may say。
就係一段受訓練鍛鍊嘅時間。
What do I mean by preparation？
我意思係乜嘢呢？
What training will it involve?
这个锻炼和训练是包含了什么的呢？
Well, since the one hope has to do with freedom from decay, your training will involve overcoming decay and corruption.
既然呢，这个一个指望是跟不朽坏、不腐烂有关呢，那你要接受的训练呢，就是跟防止腐烂有关。
Preservation from decay.
就是防止变坏、变质。
You are quite good in making different dishes.
你咧就好叻煮嘢食啊。
How do you preserve food from going bad?
咁你系点样防止啲食物变坏啊
？Yes. Put into the fridge.
放喺雪柜。
put salt.
放盐啊，或者。
What else?
仲有咧？
啊？
周生，防腐剂。
啊。You have a man of wisdom sitting right beside you. Why didn't you ask him?
我哋有个智者坐喺我哋中间，应该问下佢。
Use preservative.
防腐剂啊嘛。
Now, how do you preserve relationships from going bad?
你点样防止一段关系变坏呢？
That's the training from your father for you.
呢个就系天父要俾你嘅一个锻炼。
It won't be easy.
啲唔会容易嘅。
Because that new body won't come easy.
因为呢个新嘅身体咧嚟得唔容易嘅。
He will train his sons and daughters to preserving relationships from corruption.
神咧会帮助佢嘅儿女去防止呢啲关系变坏。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 3.
以弗所书嘅第四章第一至三节。
I ask Olive to read in Chinese.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Not only foods go bad, decay and corruption is a fact of life everywhere in the universe.
因为咧，唔系个食物都会变坏嘅，腐朽同埋变坏咧，其实系整个宇宙嘅一个现实嚟。
And your Father in heaven just hates corruption and decay.
你嘅天上嘅父咧，系好唔中意腐烂、腐朽。
He doesn't want decay in his creation. Do you know that?
佢唔中意佢个宇宙咧系会腐烂。
It is part of his plan to overcome decay.
计划里面嘅其中一部分咧，就系要去防止腐烂。
Of all things that go bad, relationships turn bad.
嗱，好多嘢都会腐烂，包括人际嘅关系。
And preparation and training involves learning to preserve relationship.
咁所以呢个锻炼咧，系牵涉到点样去防止关系变坏。
How?
点样
？Use salt.
系咪用盐咧
？Use preservative.
系咪加防腐剂咧？
Use refrigeration?
是不是放入雪櫃呢?
What do you think?
你認為怎樣做好呢?
I'm sure you've experienced relationship going bad in your case.
我肯定呢,在你的人生裡面,你一定經歷過關係變壞。
I hope you've also experienced preserving relationship from breaking down.
我也都很希望大家都有經歷過怎樣去防止到關係變壞。
What's the key of your success?
那個成功的秘訣是什麼呢?
Or what's the reason for your failure?
你嘅失敗嘅原因又係乜嘢呢
？The only way to preserve relationships is by staying close to God.
去防止關係變壞嘅唯一一個方法咧，就係要同神保持好親密嘅關係。
And slowly become a person of peace.
而慢慢咧變成一個好平和嘅人。
With peace as foundation, you gradually become a person who is genuinely humble.
有平和作为一个基础的话，你这个人就会慢慢逐渐变成一个谦卑的人。
Such peace and humility are not a human virtues as such.
一种平和和谦卑不是属人的内涵。
This kind of preservative comes from a relationship with the living God.
这种防腐剂是来自与神有一种亲密的关系。
Because you are peaceful and humble,You are genuinely gentle.
因为既然你是平和呢，同埋谦卑，咁你就会咧变得温柔。
And because of God, you can be patient.
因为神嘅缘故，你都可以变得忍耐。
Bearing up against difficulties.
就喺困难嘅时候，你能够容忍。
Depending on Him to forbear with each other.
靠住佢嘅能力，彼此嘅去包容。
That's preparation.
呢个就系准备。
That's training.
这个就是那个锻炼啦。
Before that day comes, when the Father in heaven will give you and all of us new bodies.
在个末日来到之前，到那日，你的天父就会赐给你，赐给我们一个新的身体。
A body fit for heaven, free from decay.
这个身体是合适在天国生活的，脱离腐烂这个现实。
I'd like to close with verse 4 and verse 6 again.
我想读第四至到第六节嚟到结束。
In closing, I'll read in English.
我会用英文读。
There is one body and one spirit, Just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all.